Faced with relentless Russian attacks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued a rare warning to neighboring Belarus. Zelensky says Belarus is allowing Russia to use drone guidance equipment near Ukraine's border, helping Moscow carry out deadly strikes against Ukrainian cities and towns. Belarus is one of Russia's closest allies and allowed Russian troops to use its territory during the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Now, Zelensky says Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko has 1 week to dismantle the equipment, or Ukraine may take matters in its own hands. What's the point of Lukashenko saying he does not want war? Zelensky says, let him remove this equipment, let him turn off this equipment. I think a week would be enough for him to do this. Why do I keep saying a week? Because every day our people are dying. Children are being injured because of this. If he doesn't dismantle the equipment, we will do it. The warning came as Russian forces intensified attacks across Ukraine. Officials say Russian strikes killed at least 7 people over the weekend. In the southeastern city of Zaporizhia, regional authorities said 5 people died and 10 others were injured when Russian glide bombs hit residential areas and other infrastructure. Near the Russian border, officials reported that a bomb attack killed 1 person on the outskirts of the city of Sumy. And in the southern Kherson region, a drone strike killed another resident, while 3 children were reportedly injured during shelling in the central city of Poltava. The attacks follow one of the deadliest weeks in recent months. Last Monday, Russian strikes reportedly killed 10 people across Ukraine and badly damaged Kiev's historic Perchevsk Lavra Monastery, a nearly 1,000-year-old religious complex that Ukrainians regard as a symbol of their spiritual and cultural heritage. Despite the mounting casualties, Zelensky says Ukraine will continue its campaign of medium and long-range strikes deep inside Russia, particularly targeting the country's oil sector. Yet tensions have emerged between Ukraine and one of its strongest supporters, neighboring Poland. Zelensky announced he was returning Poland's highest state honor after Polish President Karol Nawrocki moved to strip him of the award. The dispute erupted after Ukraine renamed a military unit in honor of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, or UPA, a nationalist force viewed by many Ukrainians as independence fighters, but accused by Poland of massacring ethnic Poles during World War II. Polish officials say the group was responsible for the deaths of about 100,000 Poles in the Volhynia region between 1943 and 1945. Despite the diplomatic row, Zelensky stressed that Ukraine remains open to dialogue with Poland and thanked the Polish people for supporting Ukraine during the war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.